Some names and identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy of the individuals involved. Les petits poissons dans l'eau nagent aussi bien que les gros. The little fish in the water swim as well as the big ones do. French children's song. French children don't throw food. When my daughter is 18 months old, my husband and I decide to take her on a little summer holiday. We pick a coastal town that's a few hours by train from Paris, where we've been living. I'm American, he's British, and we book a hotel room with a crib. She's our only child at this point, so forgive us for thinking, how hard could it be? We have breakfast at the hotel, but we have to eat lunch and dinner at the little seafood restaurants around the old port. We quickly discover that two restaurant meals a day, with a toddler, deserve to be their own circle of hell. Bean is briefly interested in food, a piece of bread or anything fried. But within a few minutes, she starts spilling salt shakers and tearing apart sugar packets. Then she demands to be sprung from her high chair so she can dash around the restaurant and bolt dangerously toward the docks. Our strategy is to finish the meal quickly. We order while we're being seated. Then we beg the server to rush out some bread and bring us all our food, appetizers, and main courses simultaneously. While my husband has a few bites of fish, I make sure that Bean doesn't get kicked by a waiter or lost at sea. Then we switch. We leave enormous apologetic tips to compensate for the arc of torn napkins and calamari around our table. On the walk back to our hotel, we swear off travel, joy, and ever having more kids. This holiday seals the fact that life as we knew it 18 months earlier has officially vanished. I'm not sure why we're even surprised. After a few more restaurant meals, I notice that the French families all around us don't look like they're in hell. Weirdly, they look like they're on vacation. French children the same age as Bean are sitting contentedly in their high chairs, waiting for their food, or eating fish and even vegetables. There's no shrieking or whining. Everyone is having one course at a time, and there's no debris around their tables. Though I've lived in France for a few years, I can't explain this. In Paris, kids don't eat in restaurants much. And anyway, I haven't been watching them. Before I had a child, I never paid attention to anyone else's, and now I mostly just look at my own. In our current misery, however, I can't help but notice that there seems to be another way. But what exactly is it? Are French kids just genetically calmer than ours? Have they been bribed, or threatened, into submission? Are they on the receiving end of an old-fashioned seen-but-not-heard parenting philosophy? It doesn't seem like it. The French children all around us don't look cowed. They're cheerful, chatty, and curious. Their parents are affectionate and attentive. There just seems to be an invisible, civilizing force at their tables, and I'm starting to suspect, in their lives, that's absent from ours. Once I start thinking about French parenting, I realize it's not just mealtime that's different. I suddenly have lots of questions. Why is it, for example, that in the hundreds of hours I've clocked at French playgrounds, I've never seen a child, except my own, throw a temper tantrum? Why don't my French friends ever need to rush off the phone because their kids are demanding something? Why haven't their living rooms been taken over by teepees and toy kitchens the way ours has? And there's more. Why is it that so many of the American kids I meet are on mono diets of pasta or white rice, or eat only a narrow menu of kids' foods, whereas my daughter's French friends eat fish, vegetables, and practically everything else? And how is it that, except for a specific time in the afternoon, French kids don't snack? I hadn't thought I was supposed to admire French parenting. It isn't a thing like French fashion or French cheese. No one visits Paris to soak up the local views on parental authority and guilt management. Quite the contrary. The American mothers I know in Paris are horrified that French mothers barely breastfeed and let their four-year-olds walk around with pacifiers. So how come they never point out that so many French babies start sleeping through the night at 2 or 3 months?